Blog Talk Radio.
As we journey through this book, we will uncover, unfold, discover, reclaim, destroy, lift up, cleanse, and heal, making our vagina a sacred place from which love and peace emanate. Healing and shifting our universe as we send beauty into the world. We will heal all that comes into our cosmic, energetic, and physical space with our mind, body, and spirit. This journey is going to take us to places that we forgot, that we didn't want to revisit, but that we carry with us everywhere we go. Ladies, this is serious work. This is loving work. This is healing work. You are queens, goddesses, and mothers and creators of this earth. Let's walk fearlessly as we heal thyself, overcoming the angry vagina.
And get out. I gotta keep moving. But here I am, lost all up inside. Can't stop thinking, reminiscing. Can't stop, can't let go.
That's a
everything I've been through, but I'm making you cool. Yeah.
Well, 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 welcome, ladies. This is Monique Nubia Sunshine coming to you this evening. Oh, boy, that was a really, really good message in the song. And I thank you all for joining, and I hope you got to listen to some of the lyrics, which is so necessary for some of us and many of us. So thank you. This evening, as we talk about overcoming and we go through the book, last week we talked about the fibroids and all the issues and just sharing a little bit of ourselves as we go through this journey through this particular book. And it was an enlightening discussion. And this evening we're going to only have an hour because I will be doing another show right after. So sorry to cut the ladies short, but there's so much work to be done on so many different angles, and you know, being able to do it, I want to be able to go everywhere, but I also want to be able to stay loyal to my ladies. So that's why, rather than canceling, I just decided to just do an hour. As we go into the book read, I just want to make mention, I'm going to open up all lines of discussion this evening, so if there's any background noise, please make sure that you mute your phone. And I'm trying to limit people from texting me while I am doing this show, but I'm getting text messages like crazy, and I'm trying to stop that from happening so it's not a distraction. So as we go into the book, we talked about the fibroid, and then I want to go into – I'm actually going to be jumping back and forth in the book because there's some things I think is very vital to what we're going through. And as I talked about in one of my videos, I will be expressing some just some thoughts on the occurrences that has been happening this entire week, just with what's going on in the media, with – women, with all of us. So I definitely want to be try to cover as much as I can while I'm here. So pardon me if I sound a little distracted. I'm trying to send messages to people, letting them know stop messaging me because I don't want to get – my phone is that sensitive that it will start to cut off if I get too many messages. So I'm going to go right into the book, and I'm going to be, for the ladies who have the book, I'm going to go to Overcoming a Toxic Lifestyle, which is on page 9. So I'm going to begin the reading. If you have this book in your hands, you're probably interested in finding ways to better take care of yourself. Not everyone will decide to become a vegetarian or vegan. However, consider eliminating toxic foods and toxic practices from your life while raising the frequency of your womb centers. The strategies here focus on nutrition, personal care, and emotional mental care. Perform them daily or weekly as needed for the restoration of wellness to your reproductive womb, the womb of your heart, and the womb of your mind. So what Queen does give here is just a strategy in creating and overcoming a toxic lifestyle. And so she starts first with nutrition, and she says to do choose a food plan that supports your womb wellness. Now, how do we know what that is? How do we know what supports our womb wellness? And so Queen is definitely going to give some information about that. But she does say do prepare and eat a meal with your family or family members at least once a week. Because we know in society today many of us have gotten away from sitting down at the table and eating food. I think what has happened now in our society, since it's such a microwavable society, everything needs to be in an instant. And now that so many women are in the workforce and has been in the workforce for a long time, we've gotten away from actually sitting down with our family or just sitting down in general and eating a meal. I know sometimes I'm on the go. many times I'm on the go, so my meal has come with me. And we've gotten out of actually sitting down and not making that time. And I wonder that, too, because when we were younger, and I guess when we were younger and our parents were able to sit down and have meals, they worked, they did a bunch of things, and they still made time to sit down. I wonder what the difference is now that we have this instant this and instant that, why we just cannot sit down and have a meal. Times aren't really that much different in the sense of the time of the day and things like that. So I just wonder. She says, do drink 1 quart of pure water daily. Do drink the Woman's Life Herbal Formula before 12 noon. And that's a product that is sold by Queen Afua. And I will put a link to her website on the page once we finish the show. I'm kind of multitasking. It says, do take in green 2 to 3 times a day. And choose from organic green vegetable juice or herbal tea, salads, and soups. Do eat vegetables, protein, i.e. beans, peas, lentils, raw fruits or raw nuts, seeds, and sprouts. And she says to soak the seeds and nuts and beans in water overnight. She says take calcium, almond, sesame, and sunflower milk. Now, I have never heard of sunflower milk, and that's something that I'm going to have to go discover. And sesame milk. I never heard of sesame milk as well. So I will look for those items, and I'll put them on the page because I'm curious as well. She says, do take your green light formula, which will help reduce the desire to overeat. And I will post that as well. And if any of you ladies are on the page, if you don't mind, if you have access to posting them now so that we can all have them, that would be awesome. And then it says, do consume live foods and beverages, about 75% of your diet. Now, how many of us actually take in live foods? Just even though she says 75%, 10%. How many of us do that? And what live foods usually are greens, any raw salads or raw greens that you eat. And what else is considered a live food? When I drink the probiotics, it's considered live. It has live enzymes in them. So live foods are really, really foods that are living. Mushrooms are live foods. And they have live enzymes that help heal. Usually foods that have fungi in them, and even though people say, oh, fungi, but sometimes that's that good bacteria that's in your body that helps flush things out. It's really good to have live foods in your diet. And I'll give a list of live foods because there's so many that don't come to my head right now. But she says, especially while on a detoxing plan, do not eat fried foods or fast foods. Do not eat meat because flesh food is consumed. Then she says only to bake fish in small amounts. So if you're going to eat anything that's meat-based, fish is sort of the exception. Do not eat processed foods, canned or frozen. And anything that's in a can is processed. Anything that's frozen, like you have your frozen mac and cheese and you got your frozen broccoli and your frozen peas and carrots and stuff, those are all processed foods, unless you buy them fresh and you freeze them yourself. Do not eat white rice, white bread, white pasta, white sugar, or brown sugar for that matter. Now, I was told years ago by another woman who does wellness and healing, and she owns a shop in Brooklyn called Namaskar. Her name is Muntu. And she is a 75, well, when I met her, she was 75, and she looked like she was 40. And she was beautiful. I mean, I was just like, I was shocked to find out that she was 75. And she expressed to me, and at the time I was still eating white sugar, but I was not, I stopped eating bread by that point. And she said to me to stay away from sugar or anything that is white, as far as the white bread, as far as the white rice. And I had stopped eating white rice at that time too, but I was still addicted to the sugar. And so she kept telling me, you know, look at everything that is on the back of the products that you buy, and anytime you see fructose and you see sugar, stay away from it, you know. And so Queen emphasizes the same thing, and she also says brown sugar as well. And I stopped buying brown sugar about a year ago. I stopped buying agave syrup a year ago. And I cut back honey a great deal. I only use honey if I absolutely have to, because I can get sweets and sugar from fruits if I allow them to ripen properly. If you allow a banana to ripen properly, it will have enough sweet in it that you can add into a smoothie, and it doesn't give you over the amount that you need. And if you allow apples, certain apples, because you have the sour apples, the Granny Smith's got a little sour, but if you allow them to ripen, pineapples, definitely pineapples, you let them ripen, they will taste sweet, and they can give you the natural glucose you need rather than the artificial sugars that you get from out of some of the sweetened products and artificial sweeteners. And then she says, don't drink alcohol artificial beverages, like things that say juice and concentrate. That is not real juice. If it says 100% juice, and typically if I see cold press, I know that it is a real juice. It is not something that is created from a bunch of syrups and something that is colored and flavored by artificial flavoring. For your physical care, which I think that once we have the diet down, if we're not already in a physical regimen or working on a physical regimen, we need to. I found myself that no matter how healthy I was eating, if I wasn't moving, I wasn't losing or I wasn't healthy, period. And so even though most people say 80% of your weight or your body illnesses comes from food and 20% is movement, if you're not moving and you're eating foods and you're just not moving, it defeats the purpose of what you're eating, because you're not promoting the metabolism to really move through your body through the movement. You know, so it is something that we definitely have to pay attention to. So physical care, she says, do head-to-toe exercise daily, power walk, stretch, bike, dance, et cetera. Raise your legs against the wall for at a 45-degree angle for about 5 to 10 minutes in the morning and in the evening to circulate the stimulation and get support alignment. What I typically do is I plank in the morning, I plank when I come home from work, and I plank before I go to bed, and I do a one-minute plank. Now, that's not the only exercise that I do, but I definitely begin my day with that. That's like my planking after my meditation. I do a minute. Now this week is the challenge. I'm going to go up to 2.5 minutes, and we'll see how that works out. I'm kind of cringing thinking about it. But she does say do take sunrise, hot and cold showers, and sunset hot baths. She says take enemas or herbal laxatives or colon ease to help release the waste from the colon, which can cause pain and pressure on the womb. And when we talked, when we were in a reading The Sacred Woman, we talked about how the colon affects or how it's directly related to the womb and actually it being a part of the womb. So, you know, with that being said, if we are not eliminating things out of the body, it is putting pressure on our womb. It is putting pressure on our back. It puts pressure on our lower extremities. So we definitely need to be able to cleanse and get things out of the body. We can put a bunch of things in it. If we're not having bowel movements on a regular basis, as often as you eat, then there's something that you need to adjust in your diet, or there's something that you need to pay attention to. You know, I remember that for me, it was difficult for me to have movements, and sometimes I go 4 or 5 days at one time without a bowel movement, and that is alarming. That is extremely alarming. And back when I was in my 20s, I didn't pay any mind to it because I was a young mother on the go, taking care of everybody and not taking care of self, and didn't realize. And then a lot of times it's like, oh, I don't even got time to I wait till I get home, especially at work. And it was dangerous because you're allowing the toxins to sit inside the body. So it's really important for us to know. And then, you know, as we go further in, I'm going to share some of these things with the page, because what I do want to do right now before I open up the lines is actually read a few of the Angry Vagina Drive-By Stories. And if you get this book and if you ladies have it, you're going to love the fact that Queen Afua has put these stories or added these stories in here to give you just a brief view or a brief synopsis of a lot of what we go through as women. So I'm going to read one that is really, it is called Is It Sex? Is It Love? And it's on page 76 if you ladies have your book. And then I'm going to open up the lines after that. He beat me down, and then he apologized with hot sex. I know he really loves me. It won't happen again. He promised. But then it happens again and again and again. If I stay in this relationship, I will be a member of the Battered Wives Club. Makeup sex is his abusive behavior. The loving act is violent. My husband is a predator. He communicates with me through violent sex. This is not love. He does not love me. Maybe I do not love myself. We communicate with arguments and yelling and hitting and crying, just me crying, and then sexing. I gotta get off this merry-go-round and run for my life. I need to fix my life. I need to love myself. I need to fix this mess. And then I'm going to read another one. There's another one, and then I'll open up the line. This one is called Hit and Run. I met this wonderful man. He was everything I've always wanted. I finally struck gold after so many duds. Even the sex is hot. He told me and showed me in many ways that he loved me. Everything wasn't perfect, but that's life. He wouldn't give me his cell number. He always came over to my place. I was never invited to his. When I would bring it up, he would try to find a way to change the subject. I told him all about my life, but I knew very little about his background or his family. He told me I was the love of his life. When I started feeling nauseous and throwing up, I went to my doctor. I was pregnant. I was in shock, but it was okay because I knew my man loved me. I sat my man down a few days later. After I found out we were having a baby, he said, I never told you I wanted a baby. I'm not trying to be a father. This was the man of my life. My gold turned into tin when he said, so what are you going to do? After we argued, he gave me a check for an abortion. I never saw him again. Why did I attract such a horrible scene? Will I ever get over it? So I'm going to open up the line, and let's have this discussion. So everyone whose lines are open, just please be mindful that when your line is open, if you wish to speak and you're not speaking at the time, please put your phone on mute. But if you wish to speak, stay in queue. If you do not wish to speak, press 1 so it takes you out of queue, and you can still listen to the show. So welcome, ladies. Caller with the last 4 digits, 1713, welcome.
Hi, this is Poetress.
Hello. Hi, welcome, Poetress.
Thank you.
All right. And caller with the last four digits, 2136, welcome.
Peace and blessings, Queen.
Peace and blessings. Welcome, Rochelle. All right. And caller with the last four digits, 8675, welcome.
Peace, sister. It's Cheryl.
Peace, Cheryl. Welcome. Welcome. Glad you're with us this evening.
Yes.
All right. And caller with the last four digits, 7038. Welcome.
Peace. How you doing, sister?
Peace, beautiful. Welcome. And caller with the last four digits of 3206. Welcome. Okay, welcome. Hello. Okay, maybe she doesn't realize
Hello?
I plugged her in.
I had
yes,
a
welcome.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right. So, ladies, I just read two stories. How many of you know women who have personally gone through this, or how many of yourselves have personally gone through this? And the floor is open for anyone to speak. Just announce yourself before you come in so that everybody knows you're about to speak. Hello? Okay.
Hey, sister, it's Cheryl.
Can everybody hear me? Oh, okay, Cheryl. I wasn't sure if y'all heard me or not, because I know my phone is acting really weird today. Yes, Cheryl.
Yeah. I know personally mm-hmm. someone who's been through it, and it's devastating. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I personally don't know how it feels, but, you know, just watching... Just seeing someone else go through it—it's devastating.
Mhm. And what does it make you want to do? Like when you hear stuff like that, what do you want to do with that sister when you hear things like that?
You know, you just—I personally, I just want to hug her and hold her, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and just let her know that you know it's gonna be okay.
Mhm.
Mm-hmm. You really want to reach out to her.
You definitely do. I can tell you in all honesty, I was that second story. I was that hit and run story. And many times we get into a relationship, we get all excited about the person that we're going to deal with. And these are for the ladies who are single and who are really out there looking. I didn't go as far as being surprised about the reaction of me telling this person that I was expecting, because I already knew that if you're not allowing me into your life, that pretty much is a given. And it was really foolish on my part to allow myself to be reckless with an individual who didn't give a damn. You know, so I took ownership of that. And so when it came as a surprise, it wasn't a surprise. It was more like, okay, you kind of knew this was happening. Now you got to take care of business. You got to do what you have to do. But the reason why I read the stories is because those things come from a place. They come from a deep-rooted place, especially when you are in an abusive relationship and you know that the man is putting his hands on you, and then turns around and has sex with you, you know. And that's a total breakdown of, you know, of the relationship, number one. But it also breaks the spirit of the woman, because now she's in a place where she knows she's being used, but this is her husband. So it's tricky to try to talk to a woman who's married to someone, especially a single woman talking to a married woman about what she shouldn't put up with. And it's a lot of women who don't want to hear it, you know. So many times you have sisters that don't want to know about their situation on that level, especially coming from a single woman. And I do want to ask you, Rochelle, because you're a married woman, how would you feel about a single woman giving you advice about your relationship?
it depends on, you know, how she's if she has been a, if she was a single woman and she had been in a relationship and she had learned from that experience, and it was something that was pertaining to me at that time and that I was going through regardless if I was married or not, I'd still open my ears to wisdom. Just to hear her voice, hear her passion behind what she has to say to me. I wouldn't block her out in any way, but I would, you know, I would listen attentively and see what, you know, if it's for me or not. If not, I just, you know, I would release it. If it's for me, then I would accept it and, of course, embrace it.
Because I always thought it would be tough for a married woman to take advice, and a lot of times we give the sister the side eye, like, really? You know, you really going to try to tell me about my relationship?
It just depends on where she's coming from.
Yeah, definitely. I do want to read something about the colon connection as it relates, because a lot of the buildup that we have in our womb and the reasons why we connect to so much toxic relationships, or some of us that connect to some of these abusive relationships, and some of us connect to some of these, you know, relationships where we're involved with somebody and we don't do enough of our own homework in order to know about these men. And I know this happens on a grander scale. Many of us have probably known about or have experienced. But it's not only in reference to the energy that we are connecting to, but also to the physical, what's happening in the physical body that enables you to connect to these particular things, that enables you to connect to these types of relationships. So I'm going to talk about the colon connection and how the colon is linked to the womb, because sometimes some of the crap that you keep inside your body will attract the crap outside your body. The colon connection... The condition of the colon is directly linked to the condition of the womb. For every meal you consume, the body should digest it, assimilate nutrients, and eliminate waste. If you consume 3 meals a day, at the end of 7 days, you will have consumed 21 meals. You hear that, ladies? 21 meals, okay? You should have had 21 bowel movements in the 7 days. If you have only had one bowel movement per day for the 21 meals, then the waste of 14 meals is backed up in your colon. Can you believe that? That sounds crazy. That sounds crazy. How many of you ladies on the line can say that you have a healthy digestive system? And let's open up. Let's be real.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Yeah, I could say naturally. I think I have to use things to help control it. Just because I have, and I apologize. Peace and blessings, Queens. This is Lavette.
I know your voice. Peace and blessings. Thank you for joining us.
I'm running to the phone charger because my phone is about to go dead. But I have yet to learn how to control my thoughts, my environment, and all of those things play a part on my my colon and the empathy that I have for situations. So I still need assistance. And, like, the fasting helped. Like, being on a fast helped. But as I started to consume foods, I'm noticing that there's a lack of thereof. So I'm going to be leaning on maybe adding some extra juice into my diet or some herbs that I know that will help stimulate it. But it will be lovely if it just flowed the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. It's difficult. And how many of you other ladies have complications or chronic as Queen of Fluids says, chronic constipation, and you don't have to be very detailed if you don't want to share that kind of information, but in all reality, because the reason why we do this book read is so that we can overcome, and the only way we can overcome is if we can be truly honest with what's going on. And you don't have to be in specific detail, but how many of us suffer from not going enough?
I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, and I knew what my problem was. Part of it was I wasn't hydrated enough. And
mm-hmm.
then it got to the point where it started balancing out and regulating itself out, and it scared me because I wasn't used to
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, like 45 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes after I would eat, I would have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought something was wrong, you know, and I called my aunt because she's a registered nurse, and I'm like, you know, something's wrong because I'm going too much. And I started explaining to her, you know, how I was going, and she was like, no, 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 you're doing good. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
So
right.
I'm finally getting back on track, and part of the reason was I started, you know, changing my diet around and hydrating
mm-hmm.
more. And I also found out that, you know, I get up in the morning and I have hot lemon water. And believe
yeah.
it or not, that is a big push in the morning. It
mm-hmm.
gets everything moving. It gets everything moving. And since I started doing that, I've not been having too many problems. It's
right.
been balancing itself out.
And plus, you're getting
problem,
the pH balance that you need in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That lemon water is giving you the alkaline that you need in your body. And even though lemon is acidic, when it goes in the body, it becomes alkaline. So it's actually balancing you out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness.
Yeah. I've been in a place, and I'm still regulating because I'm not eating enough meals. So I can't tell whether constipation or I'm not eating because I'm empty. You know, so, and that's the tough part, especially when you're detoxing and you're fasting. When you're fasting and you're only taking liquids in the body, and even though these foods are liquefied, they should still turn into a bowel movement. Because what happens is, and what should happen when we eat meals, we're supposed to chew our food until it becomes liquefied. So when you're taking a smoothie, you've got that liquid already going into your system. And so it's very hard for me to tell because My digestion, if you will, and I don't know if I'm saying the right word, gestation time is long. And that's another thing that we have to understand with our bodies. And like you said, Cheryl, 45 minutes after you ate a meal, it was time for you to go. And that should typically be the case. But I know in a lot of cases where it isn't, sometimes we have people who eat and drink at the same time, which is a no-no. That slows down the digestion. When you're eating food and you're drinking right after you eat the food and then you eat some more and then you're drinking again. So, and I was told when I went to go get a colonic done that you're supposed to wait 30 minutes after you eat a meal to consume your liquid, which I thought was a long time, but, I mean, it makes sense if that's what slows down the process. That also creates gas and gas bubbles in your stomach. So when I went to get a colonic, there was nothing but bubbles in the machine, and she was just like, you have a lot of air in your body, and you have to stop drinking and eating at the same time. And so we have to pay attention and log these things, and I know it sounds crazy. It's almost like we have to log and journal everything. But in as much as we pay so much attention to other things that go on in life, we have to give ourselves that attention because when something shuts down in your body and you're unable to identify where it comes from, you're going to continue to put things in your body that's going to continue the cycle of what's happening. And it's going to continue to break your body down because you're not aware of what it is that you're doing to it. You know, like we mentioned before, when a woman eats something and she's got an odor coming from her body and she doesn't know what it is that's causing it and she thinks it's just because she's not cleaning herself well or she's not taking care of herself, It's in the likes of what you might be eating that could be contaminating or causing that scent to come out of your body. So we have to be very, very aware of it. I'm going to read a little bit more about what she talked about, the colon connection. Does anybody have any thoughts or anything they want to share before I go back into the reading?
This is Rochelle.
Okay.
I just wanted to hello?
Yes.
I just wanted to say a little something in regards to that. especially when your mate is not on in that wellness area that you are. Those toxins can be exhibited through his semen as well. And that's another way. Yes, and that's another way, most definitely, that we become toxic. So it's extremely important to make sure that you continue to encourage your mate to have better better habits, eating habits as well.
I so agree with that. I remember a time where I was in a relationship and I was becoming a vegetarian and this person was not, and he drank and he smoked. And I was very firm about us having, you know, some sort of layer of a protection, even though we were together for many, many years, and we've gotten to that place where we created a child. You know, we've gotten to that place where we were moving on to the next level and possibly getting married, and it was like, you can't, because it will cause buildup. And I was told by a gynecologist that she treats so many women that come in there from men ejaculating inside of them, and it's a buildup of toxins, a total buildup of toxins. And it is, and she said just the smells that come from there come from those toxins. And if we are not in a place with our mate where we are balanced in our diet and trying to be on the same page, you're going to have that problem when you are becoming intimate with them. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be coming out of their semen. It could be their sweat, their pores, and just things like that, their saliva when they're kissing you. And I know it sounds nasty, but this is the reality of it. And I remember I shared an email of Pam Grier when she talked about when she dated Richard Pryor. And Richard Pryor was his semen was in her, and it was had cocaine in it. And she didn't do cocaine, but he did. And so it was destroying her womb. So we have to be very, very, very careful with interacting with our mates on that level. And if they're not on the same page, it's very important for our men to share this journey with us. But I'm going to go back to the reading where it says, in the state of chronic constipation, you might be carrying 5 to 20 pounds of waste in your colon. That will explain why some of us women can't get rid of the belly, because sometimes the colon is just swollen. And I don't mean to say that to be funny, but it is the reality. And then some of these men that look like they're having babies, is a lot of waste still sitting in the body. So she says the waste of in your colon, which can cause your colon to be prolapsed. And when a colon is prolapsed, it presses down on the bladder and can cause frequent, uncontrollable urination. And in time, the weight of this waste compromises the wellness in both the colon and the bladder. In turn, they press on the uterus and they become weak and potentially sexually malfunctioning. Additionally, there may be heavy menstrual bleeding, clotting, and cramping behind this. She says if you perform colon wellness techniques, this will prevent damages to the womb and the rest of the body. During advanced cleansing, take 1 to 3 enemas weekly in your hydrotherapy room or your bathroom over a 28-day period. I want to ask a question. Why do you, and I think I asked a question similar to this last week, and Rochelle had probably answered it, but I'm going to ask it again because we have a few new callers. We have some people who may ask the question. Why do you think it's so difficult for us to take care of our bodies? And that's open to
laziness.
Everybody.
Laziness.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely one.
Lack of self-love.
Mm-hmm. Right. Knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
that
a big one.
Yes.
And I think also
not knowing what
we. Yeah, and I think also because we're so busy taking care of everybody else, we neglect ourselves.
Oh yeah.
Yep. That's something Rochelle did mention last week.
Yeah.
She definitely mentioned it. You know, it's important for us to do it because it gets passed on. Our habits, our children pick up on our habits. And especially us mothers of daughters definitely pick up our habits. I did mention that I was going to talk about this, and it's a good thing that I'm going to it, and we're going to stray away from the book just a little bit just to talk about this topic. I had talked about earlier of this discussion about the situation that happened with Angie Stone and her daughter and this angry vagina syndrome that seems to be exploding, because I think it's not a coincidence that we're doing this book and all these things are happening, and just prime examples as to what's going on with our women. And when we talk about having toxins in the body from food sitting in there and from men and the experiences that we have, it definitely builds an effect on our energy and the type of energy that we hold within us, the type of negative, and that depends on the type of food that you're eating. But as we were talking, as I was mentioning about the Angie Stone thing, because now you have a situation, here's a mother and a child who has been battling with each other for many years. This is not a new occurrence. This is just an occurrence that got attention, and it got attention at the right time. I want to ask you, ladies, your thoughts without really even knowing, or if you do know the situation that had happened and what led to it, what do you think an angry vagina has to do with that situation? And anybody could take that if you know about it. Well, first what I'm going to do is I'm going to briefly talk about it. What had happened earlier in the news this week was Angie Stone and her daughter got into a dispute. Angie Stone has a 30-year-old daughter, and Angie Stone is 53. And her daughter has three children, and her daughter lives with her. Now, there's been a battle back and forth because there's some resentment from Angie Stone being on the road and being a celebrity and not really having the time with her daughter. From what I know, Angie Stone's father has raised her daughter. But now as her daughter gotten older, her daughter traveled on the road with her and became a backup singer, and now she's really was trying to push her daughter's career into the spotlight. So her daughter is living with her now with her three children, and Angie Stone was, telling her daughter to clean up after her children, and her daughter was upset. I don't know if there was other words exchanged or whatever, but she punched her mother in the face. So number one, that's a no-no. That is a definite no-no. We don't punch our parent in the face. We don't touch our parent. That's number one. So Angie went and picked up something, I don't know what it was, but hit her in the mouth and knocked the front teeth out. And so Angie Stone was arrested, and that was the gist of it. So my thing is, listening or knowing that, what do you think an angry vagina has to do with that situation? Does it play a role in what happened in that situation?
Oh, yes, this is Rochelle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does play a role in that situation. Mm-hmm. We're unable to love ourselves. We're unable to love others. And in mm-hmm. that angry vagina mentality would just stream through your whole body. You know, it'll just, mm-hmm. you know, cause you to do things and say things that's just not in accordance with, you know, who you truly are. So mm-hmm. most definitely it's linked to that.
And any of you other ladies have any thoughts on that? Okay. So I think it has a great deal to do with it because there's a lot of healing. And like we talked about in the first few shows, we talked about how every woman on the planet has had an angry vagina or has an angry vagina in their life. And we even mentioned, like I said, Oprah Winfrey had an angry vagina. Just because Angie Stone is a celebrity doesn't mean she is immune from having an angry vagina. There are so many of them out there that vagina is probably hollering like hell, okay? And so
this situation is two angry vaginas living in the household together. One is a child who is looking for her mother, and the other is a mother who is looking for her child. And it could be either one of them being the child and either one of them being the mother on any given day. So on one day, the mother is the child, and the child is the mother. And so there's no distinction on who is running things, because this child is sitting, the child herself is sitting here wounded because she didn't have her mother. So there's a lot of anger and frustration going on about that. And where did Queen of Fools say all that goes to? That goes to our womb. That goes to our womb center. So here you have these two women that are angry and not dealing with the core issue of getting that healing, going to that inner child and dealing with that inner child and detoxing the body, because it's a combination of things. In order to overcome this angry vagina, not only do we have to go back to that place, but we have to change our diet. We have to change the people we associate with, the toxins that we're taking in from their conversations or their interactions. It's everything. In order, and this is just my idea, in order for these two women to get the healing that they need a break from the world, and they need to deal with each other, and they need to deal with self first and then deal with each other, because a lot of us are walking around here, and we have a lot of unresolved issues that cause anger and frustration, and we don't, a lot of times some of us don't mean to lash out on others, but that's that angry vagina screaming. And so when we don't pay attention to those things, it erupts and erupts and erupts, and someone gets hurt behind it, like the incident with those girls who were fighting in Brooklyn. Those girls almost killed that young lady. And all I saw in that whole instance, I didn't really get mad at the fact that that they were beating her. I was sad because I see the anger in these girls. And this is happening in our young girls. So while we're sitting here and we're talking about healing, our young girls need the healing as well, because you have a lot of angry vaginas out there. And this reading and everything that we're doing comes right on time with that, because it's all-encompassing of what's happening right now, all-encompassing. So, ladies, we have like 3 minutes left, and I'm so sorry that we kind of just like went through this very quickly, but I do have another show to go to. Does anybody have any thoughts or any questions? Okay.
No questions.
So next week we're going to have a full, well-rounded show. We have a lot of ladies on the line, but I guess everybody just wants to kind of listen this evening. And I think because the discussion is so brief tonight, we're not going to get a full, well-rounded discussion on what about the book and just going into more detail. But next week we're going to have some fun again. We're going to do some trivia. We're also going to break down some more of the book. And I'm going to continue to post a lot of the recipes and things that are in the book. So I thank you, ladies, for bearing with me this evening. And let's do this again next week. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings.
Peace, Queen.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, peace.
Good morning, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. Is that some in need of love today? Don't delay, then you'll be right away. plan to make you wish possession. And it will, if we let it, destroy heavenly bodies. We are take precautionary measures. If love and peace you treasure, then you'll hear me when I say, oh, oh, that love is of a love.
Oh,